Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. During these difficult times, a small reminder of a basic principle of Emunah will go a very long way. With various lockdowns and closings of schools, families have found themselves in uncharted territory. The children are suffering socially and academically. There are families where both parents are at work, and their children are left home, expected to engage in remote learning on their own. There are other families where the husband's business was forced to temporarily close, and the entire family is at home, a little uptight. The man is unhappy that he can't work, and his unpleasantness spreads to everyone else in the family. The woman is unhappy, trying to deal with all of her children home, juggling between being a teacher, a mother, and a housewife all at the same time. Many are asking, how could any of this be good? Doesn't Hashem want our children to function properly? Doesn't He want our households to be running smoothly? Of course, Hashem wants the best for us and our children. But we don't know what the best is. This is exactly where we need to trust Hashem. Our purpose in this world is to be able to serve Hashem from any situation that He puts us in. I'm reminded of a story which took place during the times of the Hafetz Chaim. A wealthy man who was righteous and charitable lost his money, and the people were astonished at how such a thing could happen to a good person. And so they asked the Chafetz Chaim for some insight into it. The rabbi told them, life is about mastering each circumstance that Hashem puts a person in. He gave a mashal of a student who wants to become an expert in all fields of study. After he spends years learning to become a doctor and finally masters it, if he wants to then broaden his horizons and study law, he has to start again from scratch and build himself up in that new field. This wealthy man had passed his tests in wealth to the highest degree. Hashem now wants him to become an expert in other fields as well. So he'll learn to become an expert in poverty. And in order for that to happen, he has to start over. But Be'ezrat Hashem, he'll pass that very quickly, and then he'll move on to another stage. Life is about doing our best to master every circumstance that Hashem puts us in. We hope that the current circumstance will end soon, but so long as it continues, we must look at it as a new opportunity of serving Hashem under these conditions. If we can maintain our general state of being pleasant and happy and making our home into an environment in which Hashem will be proud of, then we will be utilizing this time the way it's meant to be utilized. If a housewife and mother could remain calm and deal with her children with love to the best of her ability, she will become uplifted and will prove in her abilities to serve Hashem in these difficult circumstances that He put her in. It's not all or nothing. Every little bit of effort under these conditions is extremely valuable. Our home is a place of Kiddushah, and we can imbue it with more Kiddushah by acting the way Hashem wants us to act during these tough times. If a man can hold back his anger, even though he's under a lot of stress, and rather be pleasant and become the role model that he's supposed to be, because that's what he knows Hashem wants him to do, then he will be utilizing this opportunity to gain what he needs to fulfill his purpose in this world. Our prayers are so valuable at this time. Our learning of Torah and performance of mitzvot are so valuable. And our ability to maintain our composure and live as normally as possible is extremely valuable. The success of our children and our family lives is not up to us. That's dependent upon Hashem. Hashem decides the circumstances. Hashem decides the results. Our job is just to perform, to do the best we can, and leave the rest to Him. Let us gain the most we can from these times. Be'ezrat Hashem, they're going to be over very soon. And then we'll be on to something else. Don't let this test pass by without us rising to the occasion and becoming the best we can be. Have a great day.